This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Good morning to you and to you and especially to you. What a beautiful day. Summer's in the air. It's one more week till we hit the summer. Yeah, the sun, it's beautiful. It's raining in Joburg, raining a bit in Cape Town. But all in all, very hot. It's very hot, and I must say I'm hot. So the whole world is hot. This is the Unview, where the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. And always keep in mind, we're never that sure how thin we are. We have no clue exactly how rich we are, but we're always, always fabulous, and that's how we do it. It's good to have you with us this morning on CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford. Nathan Rowe is running around filming all over the country at the moment for Renner Race, which is on SABC One, which is going to be really, really cool. Lots of crazy things happening at the moment. I've got to tell you, very honoured to be going off to the Gary Player International tomorrow. Got great interviews there with Mikasa, with Gary Player, the golfing sports legend himself. Brian McFadden, Westlife fame. We'll be interviewing him. He's out here from Ireland. We've also got Brian Lara, the cricketer. We've got Graham Smith. We've got some really fun people. It's a lifestyle show. It's not about sport, it's about lifestyle. So I look forward to doing all those interviews there and playing them throughout the December period just to have some really cool things. But I'm very excited. The last time I interviewed the guys from Westlife was about 16 years ago. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. 16 years. Where has the time flown? And we'll talk about that all in the next couple of weeks. Very excited to have some very special guests in studio. Caroline Borole. Welcome to the show, Cara.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan.
Firstly, I was in awe when I saw you at Emperor's on stage at the opening night of the Tina, Simply the Best
show. Thank you.
I was in awe because I've got to tell you, I have seen Tina twice. Once overseas, once in Madison Square Gardens many years ago, and then when she came out to do Golden Eye Tour at Sun City.
Yes.
So, seen her twice. Dun, 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 as she came out of the Golden Eye.
That's exactly.
That's how the show opened. Which you don't actually do in this particular show.
No, listen, it's coming.
Is it coming? But I've got to tell you, I was kind of a bit struck because I didn't know who was better. And that is crazy.
Wow.
And that is crazy.
That is insane.
Obviously, you know, I mean, it's Tina Turner.
Yes, exactly.
And you are, is the word emulate? Emulating her. I mean, because you're not impersonating.
No. I don't like the word impersonating.
It's a bad name.
It's a bit tacky for me, as far as I'm concerned.
It is tacky.
Yeah, I'm emulating her.
Yeah. Impersonators would be drag queens on the Vegas Strip.
You know?
Those are the impersonators.
I'm actually emulating.
Yeah, that's the word.
Who she is.
It's the right word. And I thought that was absolutely superb. I loved every second.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk more about the show. It was your first night ever doing it.
No, it wasn't the first night ever doing it, but it was the first night ever doing it in Johannesburg.
Oh, okay. Where had you done it before?
So we actually opened the show in Durban.
At
Sabaya. That's correct.
Okay.
We just had a bit of a test run over there.
Okay.
So, but this was the first night it was an actual full-on international proper production of a show at Empress Palace.
And you've done this before because you did backing vocals for Whitney
and the Michael Jackson
and the
History
Michael
Show,
which again you've traveled the world. So you've traveled the world.
I have.
You're produced in Australia. I mean, that's where it's
yeah,
from.
That's I mean, it's from a company called Showtime Australia. Yeah. With John Evan Grinsman being the creative director and producer of all the shows, actually. Yes. So yeah,
I mean, Queen's coming shortly.
Yes, Queen's coming now in a couple of days.
Yeah, so
we've had the opportunity I've had the opportunity to travel the world with all of his other shows, and it's been just as fantastic.
Well, I just think it's great, and I just think that now you've got the lead role.
Yes.
Here is the question. Is it difficult? Is it different? Hold on, because you've done backing before. You're not, obviously, on the stage the whole time because you're backing up people like
Belinda
Davids
and Daniel.
All these wonderful people from around the world. Well, just so great that two people in the show come from South Africa.
Exactly.
In these top shows, by the way. You and it's again all the stars. I mean, the Beatles show, they all come from all over the world.
It's literally myself, Belinda, and Antonio, who plays Michael Jackson, that are from South Africa,
which is crazy.
Yeah, that is insane. Three lead roles coming straight from Zanzi.
Here is the, I mean, it tells you the talent that's in this.
No, listen, South Africa's got an immense amount of talent, and it's something that the world, I'm so glad now, is starting to get an opportunity to see. You know, it's taken a while, but, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there, and we're proving to the world that we can, and we actually do have, you know, more chutzpah than what they would probably have.
Well, it's interesting because you're talking about an international company that's not even based anywhere on this continent.
No.
That is casting in three of the major roles. Well, they've got lots of them, these productions.
Yeah.
But three of you people coming from South Africa.
Look, you can't beat a South African talent, eh? And I know for Johnny, he's traveled the world as well, looking for talented lead roles in these shows. And he does come to South Africa, where I think he finds the best of the best.
Well, they exist all over the world. They do, but
they really do.
Great stars. But I mean, great stars. But it's interesting that three of them in this production in particular are not from Vegas or from New York or from Juilliard.
Exactly.
From South Africa.
And I mean, I think there's just something about, you know, the South African performance spirit that we have that not necessarily everybody else in the world has. And I'm not, you know, dissing anybody else that studied overseas or that comes from Vegas or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that there's something special about a South African and a South African talent that transcends beyond our own country and our own boundaries. I mean, we can go anywhere and fit into anything, whether it's music, whether it's acting, whether it's, you know, sports or anything you can think of. We can excel it, which I think is pretty special about us as a country.
It is special because you don't see people coming out of Brazil or out of Peru or out of Nigeria.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to knock anyone. Saying you don't see, like, we are the Spanish artists around the world, or the people from Russia, somewhere in Russia.
Yes,
do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay, no,
they're in the circuses doing the Cirque du Soleil. I understand.
That's correct, though.
We clearly were not made to do that. South Africans, I can't see it.
It's okay.
So I just, you know, I love waking up every morning when we do the show and getting people all happy. We're trying to get him to put me on the line. A rude guy answered the phone, so told me I can't speak to him. He dropped the phone and isn't answering. Okay, all right. So there's a rude guy named Musa who answered the phone and said we can't speak to him. Interesting. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Somebody
didn't
wake up
on the wrong side of the bed. Told me I can't speak to him. Pumi dropped the phone and isn't answering. Okay.
That's a pity.
Hey, actually, I want to phone him on air. Wait, let's see. Should we do that?
Yes.
Let's do it. I know, because let's just say, like, you know, we have an interview. Let's just do it. Am I connected? They're connecting. You're not going to connect all the machine.
Which is good.
This is what we do. Hi, Pumi. Yeah, we had an interview for this morning.
We kind of had an interview.
Let's see. I won't give out her number, but always nice because it's going to, I wonder what Peter will think. Let's see.
Let's do it. I'm in. Ooh, it's ringing.
Pumi, hello.
Hi, Pumi. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. It's Alan Ford on cliffcentral.com.
Hi, Alan.
How's it going?
Good, thank you, good.
Firstly, good morning to you, and as this beautiful day begins, well done for another great performance. I loved you as Mrs. Phelps in Matilda. What a beautiful, interesting role.
Yes, love playing Mrs. Phelps, and thank you so much for that, Ellen.
Okay, sorry, I just wanted to ask you, who is Musa?
Oh, is this you guys?
Yeah. Sorry.
I have no idea who Musa is.
Okay. Okay, apologies. Sorry. Obviously something happened. Cross lines.
I think so.
Pumi, we look at this wonderful career and now this production that is it's breathtaking, taking people's, I would imagine, you know, breaths away. Kids are what I loved about the production, Matilda in particular, is that it's encouraging kids that it's really not cool to just sit in front of the TV. Let's get reading. And I mean, you play the Liberian in the production, and it's such a great role, because I love what you've done with it. You're from Jamaica, I would imagine.
Yes.
Where did that idea come from?
So in my initial discussions with Joel Pitcher, which is the director, he's one of the associate directors for Matilda. He had expressed that they would like for Mrs. Falk to have a West Indies.
Yes.
Beg your pardon?
I'm here. Hello?
Yeah. He had expressed that they would like for Mrs. Phelps to have a West Indies accent. Mm-hmm. I think even when the audition brief had come out, they had said that the role has been performed in a West Indies accent or a Nigerian accent. It was, I suppose, from, Matilda itself. And I was supported with a dialect coach, Stephen Jennings, and we worked on the accent. He taught it to me phonetically, and yes, it is what it is, as you hear it in the show.
I mean, from Beautiful Creatures, all those years ago, to the Africa Umoja, Songs of Jazz Town, Rock of Ages, which you were great in. I loved you in that. I thought that was great last year. Now you're hitting, not that the other productions weren't like mainstream, but this is a production that I hope will leave the shores of South Africa, because Arena Brimberg, who's the managing director of Cliff Central, said this show can go anywhere, and this, you could take that Broadway cast, move them off that stage, and you guys could actually take over that stage, which is so true, which I think is great.
Yes. I mean, I believe that as well. I think it's an incredibly amazing cast. I think everyone has worked so hard, and I think the work hasn't just been hard work, it's been detailed work, it's almost, the rehearsal process was constantly just combing through with a fine comb and just making sure that every detail is in place. So I definitely would agree with that statement. I do think that the show could go anywhere, not just because of the cast, but also because of the story, The themes are universal, and I think they speak to anyone and everyone, adults and kids and anyone from any background, any country.
Interesting. Roald Dahl. He wrote... He was so traumatized in the war as a pilot, he wrote these very interesting stories which transcend towards kids and trauma, and then there are a lot of healing things that happen in the show. And I think your character, Mrs. Phelps, has a lot of healing herself that she does with Matilda. And you can pick that up through it. And I love the fact that your character is this Liberian who loves the art of storytelling, because I think that's what this business is about, and the job as an actress or a writer is to be able to do that, to transcend that.
Yes, definitely. I think you reference Roald Dahl and the healing. I think maybe the work is dedicated, maybe pitched at children, but I suppose when it comes to the adults, it's always about maybe healing the inner child in a sense. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why maybe it might it relates to both kids and adults. And the art of storytelling, I mean, definitely, I think all we do really maybe own is our stories. And when it comes to Mrs. Phelps, her obsession with the story that Matilda keeps telling, we discussed how, they could, even though these aren't things that aren't explored in the story, but there could be things within Mrs. Phelps that she's wished for and possibly never had, things like a child. So hearing about this couple that's wanted a child so much, and finally they have this child, but this ending seems to be quite tragic, but Mrs. Phelps still desperate for a happy ending, still desperate for a sense of justice. And finally, at the end, we see it, reached through Matilda and Miss Honey.
It's a great production. Isn't it wonderful working with three young talents? Matilda's played by three different young people.
Yes.
And isn't it incredible to be able to cultivate that talent further and to see what inspiration they bring to you? What inspiration do these young people bring to you?
Ellen, I will say, just recently I was backstage, watching Morgan. Morgan was the Matilda the one night. And, we've been in rehearsal and we've worked together. And I was backstage and I almost cried just watching the growth and just how amazing, you know, a little person, this little person could be. And that's just one person. But even when I watch Kitty or I play alongside Kitty or Lilla, they're all so talented. And I think what I get to see night after night is just the beginning stages of what it means to possibly be in this industry, you know, and to see talent, you know, exist in a young person. It's beautiful. It inspires me. It pushes me to want to be more as well. They're incredibly, you know, brilliant at this role. And I think they just set the bar for all of us, you know, as our leading, they're all playing the leading lady. And I really just think they, as a cast, not only, you know, lead us on stage, but with their work ethic off stage as well. So I think they're an inspiration to all of us.
I love it. I love the magic of this musical. I think that it's great to see that it's on the stages. It goes to Cape Town in December, which is going to be fun because at least you can go lie in the sun in the day, maybe, if you don't imagine it. Not like we're necessarily going to lie in the sun, Mpumi, you know, but maybe just lie under an umbrella in the sun. But again, it's a great role, and I'm sure that you've loved playing with it and being in this particular production. On that note, I want to just we do this every morning. Is that voice of yours warmed up a little bit?
I was warned about this.
Were you warned? Well, don't worry, we got Carolyn Barella going to be singing a song from Tina Turner in a moment. Did you know that, Kay?
Yeah, I didn't know that, but okay.
That's what you got to do. So you warn. Everyone's got to do it just before 20 past nine. So let's see.
Oh, boy.
Mpume, what you got going? What you got happening?
I have no idea. Did you just say something by Tina Turner?
No, but Carolyn will be doing that. You do something that you like. Oh, what a beautiful morning. You can do anything you want.
Oh, boy.
Everybody does this, by the way. Everybody. I know. So there's horrible things we do.
Right, I think yeah. It's a funny thing. Every time you're asked to sing something on the spot, you never know what to do. Sing.
You never do. It's so weird.
Can we? Oh, what a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day! I don't remember the rest of the
feeling. Everything's going my way. Dun dun.
Have the best production. We look forward to getting you in studio soon. And I want to just thank you. I was inspired by your role. I loved every second. You made me laugh. You made me. I loved when you sit in awe and you're wiping the tears off your face and listening to this little girl's story. And I must say, your character is large. And you're not a small person. But it's so wonderful that when you see this little girl doing these triumphant big words and standing before you, you become so small on stage. And I mean that in a good way, because that's what you want. You want that effect. And I must just tell you, when she's doing that, the story, it's incredible. People must not miss this musical. Take your kids. It'll make you very happy. It's really great. Mpumi Mayayane, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. And whoever this person is, we'll deal with him later.
Oh, I was just like, I was convinced it was Fraud Stars already so early in the morning. I'm just like, oh, I can't.
Okay, so you pretend. Were you Musa? Okay. I got it. Be good. Have a great day. We're going to chat to you soon. Be good. Hey, thank you very much. Don't miss Matilda. Matilda's happening. It was cute. Shame they thought that, yeah. So there is a Musa somewhere existing. I don't know. Maybe it was, I don't know. We'll work it out. We've got Kate Normington outside. We're going to just get her into studio and we'll chat to her in a second, which is great. And of course, we'll talk about you and Kate, Carolyn. Is it Carolyn or Caroline?
Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Dun, 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 dun.
Got it. That one. No, you just got it because there's the Lins and the Lines.
I know.
Like Carolyn Stain is not Caroline Stain.
No, definitely
she isn't. And she makes it very. It's Caroline.
Caroline.
From Soweto.
Exactly.
Born in Southwest Townships.
Yes. The Dusty Streets.
The Dusty Streets. You sound like Felicia. From the Dusty Streets. That's Felicia. That is her line. I love her. She's my friend. Felicia Mabuza Subtle. This young girl from the dusty streets.
Yes. That's Caroline from the dusty streets.
I broke you there. That was. I got you there. All right. So, Kate Normington has just joined us in the studio. Hi, Kate. Yay, they're going to hug and they're going to kiss. My name's Alan Ford. This is cliffcentral.com. And, of course, so many fabulous things are happening in the studio today. And this is the Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. I've got two of the most phenomenal stars in South Africa in studio. Kate, welcome. How are you, Kate?
Ah, kunjani, sis.
How are you?
Sikhona nina ninjani, ne? Sharp.
So you didn't know you two were coming in together, hey?
I vaguely in my head, but because it's the middle of the night for me, I don't know about you, babes.
No, listen, it's always the middle of the night for me, so I had no idea what was happening. I was just told, be here. And I was like, okay, I'm there.
I actually didn't know that you guys, we all know each
we
other
met
in the business.
In sister act. Yeah. That's
what I know. Yes.
Yeah.
But do you know that I thought that you had met each other in the production of On the Couch. You were in season one.
Yes.
And Caroline was in season two.
That's correct.
Okay, so you were in the same television show series.
We just didn't know it.
We just didn't know it. That's, so when I said, and then Caroline went, were we? Like, but you both were.
Okay, thanks for letting us know.
But you were on I'm just making, yes. You know, Wikipedia can lie.
I definitely was, and she definitely was, I'm sure. Okay, we just weren't together.
So, Kate, you know that everyone has to sing in the morning.
No.
This is what we do. That's what we do. But I'm giving you a chance to think about it.
Thanks, my babes.
You can think about it. Think about it. But on that note, the show is Tina Simply the Best. It's traveling the world.
How is this chick?
Huh? Brilliant.
Hey, I mean, she is mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
Thank you, guys.
As I said, I've seen Tina twice.
Have you seen Caroline
twice? No. I saw Tina Turner twice. Okay. And I've seen Caroline once.
And I actually haven't seen her live at all. Like, okay. I've just literally seen her on TV and footage, et cetera, et cetera.
Once in the US, and I said once in Sunset. Yeah. But I tell you something very interesting. And that I was like, I don't know who I prefer. That is her. And I love Tina Turner. She's on my idol. Yeah. So that's
I can't
how
wait to
good.
See Caroline, when are you on until?
We're at the Bruderpert Theatre. That's the next place we're going to. The next couple of days. Yeah, from the 6th to the 16th of December.
Yeah. Okay, then I will get a chance.
I haven't been to that theatre, but they speak so highly of it in terms of children. Is it a nice theatre?
Look, I haven't worked there before. It's going to be my first time. I'm quite excited, actually. But they do speak quite highly of it.
They do.
In terms of like children's theatre and that kind of vibe.
They speak highly of it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because you're going from the stage of Empress.
Of Empress.
Of Zabaya,
which
overseas,
is like quite a different experience. Feel completely. So I'm quite excited to see what it looks like, firstly, and feels like, secondly.
Yeah.
And what the audience is like, you know?
Yeah.
Because obviously
People go there, though.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But the East Rand audience is obviously much different to
a West Rand audience.
To a West Rand audience. So let's see.
That's why they call it the Far East, Caroline. Hey?
You know what I mean?
And sometimes you got to go from a river deep to a mountain.
To a mountain high.
And on that note, I know. So
really,
cheese.
Alan,
cheese
really?
Ball. Cheese
really?
Ball.
Really?
I love it.
You've got all the moves.
I know. We're going to do voices with you in a moment. Okay. So on that note, let's get everything up. Get the sound ready. This is what we do here on The Unview. This is the one and only Tina Turner and Simply the Best from that particular show. And are you ready to hit it? Darling, Caroline Barelli. And let's go. 3, 2, 1, cue.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll. Only doll I ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll. Only now my love is grown. Hey, and it gets stronger in every way. And it gets deeper, let me say. And it gets higher, day by day. My oh my, hey, river deep, mountain high, yeah. If I lost you, would I cry? Oh, how I love you, baby, 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 baby.
That was really good. Don't stop.
Oh.
Come on, Kate.
No chance.
And always followed me around. Come on.
No chance. No chance.
I love you just the way I love that.
Red puppy.
Come on, Kate.
You can whistle Dixie through your ass, honey child. Ain't no way I'm going to sing. It's the middle of the night for me.
It opens just at the beginning of December, which is the next week or so. It is, it's going to be great. Caroline Borale is the number one Tina, Simply the Best. That's the show playing Tina Turner. And it's going all over the world.
Yes,
produced from Australia by Showtime Australia.
By Showtime Australia.
And I think that's really, really cool. And it's a river deep. Mountain high, yeah.
I thought you were gonna join me,
Kate. Come on.
I did. I got my little harmony in there, honey. Didn't you hear?
we got another verse coming up now. And you see, it's because now it's I love you. I. Yeah.
This is where the dance moves come
in. Uh huh. Get down, daddy. Mm-hmm.
I love you, baby, like the flower of the spring.
I love you, baby,
just
yeah.
Like Tina loves to sing. And I love you, baby, like a schoolboy loves his friend.
I love you, baby,
river deep, mountain high.
Sing
baby.
It, girl.
You guys are crazy in the studio, aren't you?
Exactly, that's what we do.
Like
and this is why I interrupt the song all the time, because we are live. Here we go. Get ready for it. Get ready for it.
Crazy.
Do I love you, my oh my? Hey, river deep, mountain high. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, Kate.
I get the
She's doing the harmony with you.
I should have learned them before I came in.
Oh, how I love you, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Jump, jana-da-dum.
Crank, crank.
Hey!
Yay! And it's before Hopper's Nine. Who this is what we do. We are not normal.
Yeah, apparently not. Eh?
I'm going to get Gary Player it's to sing. Okay. Wait, we'll see. Tomorrow I'm going to get Gary Player to sing. Brian McFadden from Westlife is going to sing.
Oh, nice.
Do you want me, Kassa, we can sing. I mean they all can sing. Okay. But I want to get Gary Player to like sing. Like,
just get him to sing like a silly song. Like
yeah, of course. He's got his like, bah, black sheep. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
It's going to be, everybody does it. Every single person. Yeah. I make them do it. All over the lines, all over the world.
Because they were all bubbas at one point.
Exactly.
You know, there's a theory about singing and dancing. And it's they said there's two ways. Whether you, everyone can sing and everyone can dance. You might not be good at it. But I mean, you really.
But you can do it.
But you can do it. Okay.
Yeah.
You just shouldn't be seen in public sometimes.
Perhaps you should just stay in the shower with yourself. Okay. And they say it's the closest way to get to God, because you often release or to the higher power, whatever you want to see. But I mean, because you lose inhibition. So if you're dancing by yourself, or you're singing in the car, or you're singing in the shower, think about it. You don't know what you're doing meantime, but you are resonating something.
Mm. Yeah, that's great.
It's
quite a powerful thing, eh?
Yeah. Mm. And everyone can do it. And then that's why people go to church and they sing. And then suddenly they get the spirit and they start dancing.
And then they start dancing, losing their minds.
Yeah, but then when you go to a club or a rave, you also dance. It's like you're also losing your mind. Just you're drunk sometimes, losing your mind. You know, karaoke's. You go up to Korea.
Oh,
everybody sing karaoke. What is that? Karaoke's are fun, actually. We should have.
I am terrified of karaoke, and I know.
Why?
People. Who was it that was saying the other night? Oh, one of the members of our cast, Alan, was saying that their sister loves karaoke, and was, I think they live in the States somewhere, and they're people always in this karaoke bar, and it's like my idea of purgatory, Caroline. I could not think of anywhere worse to be than in a karaoke bar. But hey, you know, whatever gets you through the night, Alan.
There's something interesting in it. I'll tell you what it is.
What?
If you sing professionally, or you used to, and you haven't done the prep, it can be daunting.
Yeah.
Is it the right key? Is it the, you know, because if you mess it up, you go like, oh, but I actually am so much better than that. Meantime, the guy that like, can't sing is going like, Daniel is traveling tonight on a plane. I can see wrestling heading to Spain. Oh, okay. So that was really bad. I can hold notes, but I'm just saying that's how it happens. So.
But you know what? On the other side, I love karaoke personally. Okay. But like,
yeah, but you could wake up at 2 a.m, Caroline, and someone would say, "Hit Topsy," and you'd go.
I actually wake up sounding very much like Barry White in the mornings. But every time I go out with my friends, maybe to a karaoke bar, they never want me to partake because they're just like, well, this is what you do, so that's not fair.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but also, like, I want to do it. Give me a chance, too. You know.
It's like someone that's a chef saying, don't come cook.
Exactly.
What's wrong with you? I can cook.
I mean,
they probably just cook much better than you can, but that's a whole other story. Jealousy doesn't get you anywhere. So wonderful to have in studio Kate Normington, superstar.
Why am I here this morning, Alan? What are we talking about today?
Because first we're going to talk about a couple of things.
The curious incident.
But we are here to discuss the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime.
Yes.
Now that's a mouthful.
It really is, but it sounds great when you say it.
I'm looking forward to
Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it, but I've read the book.
Okay.
And it's a very moving, emotional story. Who do you play? Tell me about the role.
I am part of the ensemble who are a support cast for the main players, who are Kai Brummer, who is one of the most extraordinary young talents I have met in a day's march. He plays Christopher, who is the young autistic boy.
Autistic boy, yeah.
The young man on the spectrum, and we look at his experiences as he experiences them on the spectrum. So, you know, without sort of giving too many spoilers or spoiling it for anyone who hasn't seen it, you know, we travel this road with Christopher, which is quite a harrowing one on occasion, but because of his condition, but it's also highly entertaining because it gets really funny and comedic at parts, as you can imagine, parts.
And very weepy and very emotional.
It's an incredibly moving story. I think why people resonate with this story in particular is because they see parts of themselves in this young guy. And although the pendulum swings, you know, a little more extremely for him having the condition that he does, I think people relate to his vulnerabilities and how he struggles to interact with a world that is sometimes really not geared to deal with people who perhaps are different. You know,
and they are, it's about when I chatted to Black Coffee's wife, who was with Gareth, and I came in to do the promo for the show. It was interesting because, you know, it's differently abled people, and we've got to start seeing things.
We have to start seeing things like that.
Yeah, not disabled. It's differently abled. I mean, Black Coffee DJs with one hand. His arm doesn't work. So, and he's the best DJ in the world.
Hello.
Okay.
Who's that, Alan?
Black Coffee.
Black Coffee, okay.
And so, and he literally DJs, you know, when you're spinning decks, and sometimes he just puts his arm on and just hold it down, but he lifts it. So it's, but see, I mean, he's all over the world.
Everyone across the whole world knows who he is.
And I mean, he's performed these festivals. Ibiza, he's the headlining act in Ibiza. It's, so that's incredible. Okay, another top South African who's out and about in the world doing incredible things.
I
use the word differently abled because I can't do that. I can't even DJ with two hands.
But it just shows you, you know, the power of your integrity, your
human spirit, actually.
Yeah, your spirit.
And your God-given spirit, because I think that's what it is. I think you get the spirit within you, and it's just one of the most incredible things that you can end up doing and feeling all
that
the time.
That you can move completely universes.
You can do. Well, Stephen Hawkins, hello. How you doing?
Exactly.
One example. And we talk about differently abled people. And autism is such an interesting disorder or differently abled impairment. What is the word?
Help me.
You just...
Being on the spectrum, I suppose, is being on the colourful and different.
Colourful, that's a great word.
But the word is that they are the most highly enlightened, most highly intelligent of all. That's why there's that block in communication.
So they often instruct us, and if we sort of listen carefully, we're able to find different ways of communicating. Because I think we get lazy, and we kind of we want to relate to our tribe, our kinds of people, and you know, if somebody sort of rubs us up the wrong way, we kind of question them and wonder what's kind of going down without looking a bit further and kind of thinking, well, who are they? How do I get through to? And particularly the mother in this play, played by Jenny Stead. When are you coming to see it, Alan?
Next week.
Next week. Mm. Okay.
But that's how I can give it an extra punch. You see, so.
Yes. She struggles, and again, I don't want to sort of reveal too much, but some people are more able to deal with the stresses of looking after a child that perhaps demands a little more, or perhaps demands, you know, more compassion from you. And sometimes parents don't have the wherewithal to do that. And this show illustrates so ably, you know, what that entails. And it's often not an easy journey.
No.
You know, I think we sort of say, well, you know, everyone's welcome, and you know, but being on the spectrum is, you know, I think it demands, you know, that people rally round and offer up a kind of support that, you know, requires a bit more.
But also, I'm sure it's, you know, it makes you look deep into yourself and then have to face your own kind of demons and angels and either become a better person for it.
Exactly.
Or not, or run away, which some people unfortunately do. You know, they can't deal with it. Yeah.
That's it precisely.
A lot of people
people run away. It just becomes too much. But it's only because if they can't handle it, it's because it exposes the kind of person that they are, and that they can't actually do certain things.
Exactly, and that's what you'll see next week with the mother, because there's an interplay between the mother and the father.
Yes,
and it's revealed how they deal with it.
Sounds amazing, guys.
It's a brilliant piece. It really is. I mean, it's just come from Cape Town recently, and how was it received there?
People loved it, and we've had standing ovations. So I think some people kind of, I think if you don't know the piece or, we've had a kind of mostly, exceptional responses to it. But I think some people, perhaps it's a new experience for them. And but the show is done absolutely beautifully. It was directed by Paul Warwick Griffin, who has taken it to new levels and given it a beautiful, delicate touch. And Schalfen Lingenfelder, who created this extraordinary soundscape for it, which supports Christopher's experience of the world and how he manages it. It just adds, incredible dimensions to it.
Very interesting things happening at the moment in Johannesburg and in Cape Town and in Durban, and of course throughout the country. Just check into your local WhatsApp guards and but your work, what's going on.
What's going on in the world in Johannesburg,
But I'm going to say this because the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime is happening, is really special at Peter Serene's Theatre. We've got the Revlon Girls at Daphne's Place, the Auditorium General Theatre on the Square, which is another incredibly moving drama piece about the 1966 landslide that happened in Wales that took out a primary school and killed 116 children. It's very interesting, and it's all about how a Revlon makeup went in to make these mothers of these children feel better, but plastering their faces, and they go through therapy in this group. They create a group therapy, so it's again an incredible piece not to be missed out. That's happening
in Wales.
So that's happening there. We've got Simply the Best, the Tina Turner story, happening in December at the Rupert Theatre.
We've got
Matilda happening at the Teatro. We just spoke to Mpumi Mayane, who is Mrs. Phelps. Another phenomenal production. You've got the Pantomime rocking socks all over the place. We're going to chat to Andrew Webster next week about what he's doing in Durban and what he's doing in Pretoria. And we're going to, obviously, there's so many cool things happening in Cape Town. We've got the ballet at the moment. And so there's...
Are you going down over December?
I'm up and down a lot. I just got back a couple of days ago. So it's...
When are you going back down?
I'm back down... No, seriously.
When are you back down?
The third,
panties on prom night, up and down.
The panties on prom. I didn't touch panties on prom night. They made that very clear. More like I'm just. So I'm there in the beginning of December. Then just before Christmas for a wedding, because I got my brother's wedding in between the big fat Lebanese wedding in between it, and then I go back on the 26th. Yeah, in Johannesburg.
Oh, okay.
People all come from all over the world.
But where?
Wanderers, and at the Lebanese church.
Oh,
the one on the highway with the statue.
Yes.
That one, yeah. So yes, that's where I'm going. Why do you ask, why am I going to be in Cape Town?
Maybe, weddings. You know, we'd love to come. You know, maybe we'll just
find
ourselves in the area.
Just come and say hello.
You know, we might just be like,
pop in.
I was just kind of around.
Then I'm going to say, sing.
No problem.
Sing for your supper, hun. And then, but again, also Gate 69, the three little pigs. Also doing brilliantly well. The pantomime.
Yeah.
It's the adult pantomime.
Have you seen it?
It is crazy. Brendan, have you seen it?
No.
Brendan Van Rijn and the three drag stars they are award-winning. They are brilliant.
Oh.
I did Nip Tuck.
Yes.
Recently. It's so I'm just saying there's so much going on.
Which is great.
And of course the little
Auntie Mill is going on down in Cape Town at the Baxter.
That's yes, Auntie Mill, that is the best. And I saw you in Auntie Mill, and I went mad for it.
It's a new cast. It's bigger.
Are you in it?
No, I'm not in it this time because I've got to. We're doing Into the Woods next year, and I could do. Yeah, that's
yes.
You've got to come watch that.
Stephen Stead. Is he producing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Showtime is doing that. We start in Cape
Town. When do you start?
At the Theatre on the Bay. We start rehearsing on the 7th of Jan.
Okay.
And then go on towards the end of January at Theatre on the Bay, and then we're up at Monte Cassino.
I was blessed to see it in Durban. So it's a great piece. Yeah. Great piece.
Yeah,
but what isn't it? So what? There's a reason that I'm discussing all of this, is because besides giving it a punt. And Auntie Merle is exceptional. I love Mark Lott. I can't believe Mark plays that role.
Mark is not
a comedian. He's Auntie Merle.
Yeah,
it's not a comedic role. It's actually
no,
very.
Is.
This is how brilliant this is.
I used to shout out to my friend Tracy Lee, who's also in it. Thank you kindly.
No, just shout out.
Shout out to everybody.
She's playing Abigail.
Yes.
Tracy Lee is extraordinary. I used to run past Mark's dressing room every night on the way to the stage and shout obscenities every night. And he'd wave back at me smiling because he knew that it was my way of showing him
your
lots
love
of love.
And
I'd call him a slut. And a
horrible bastard dog, rubbish.
Yeah. But neither of us felt complete unless we sort of completed it.
I love it. The coming back to what I was saying, the reason is that I know that we're so consumed by, and obviously lots of things happen at the Market Theatre, but we're so consumed by watching Netflix and getting into our series and getting into playing games and gamers. And I just think the art or the magic of theatre is so special.
Completely.
And especially when it's not crap. Because it's not crap.
Mm.
Because you're not going to see nonsense, rubbish things. You know, you're going to go and get your mind blown.
Unfortunately, sometimes you don't know that something is going to be nonsense. So you find yourself in it and you're just like, well, let's see if it gets
this.
Better.
Mm-hmm. I think our mainstream theatre.
Look, our mainstream theatre is doing very good things, but you also want to
except
support
for one show. But anyway, I'll tell you.
You also want to support your smaller kind of theatres and smaller kind of shows, and then sometimes they're just crap, you know.
And for example, the Red Hill Fest at the Red Fest, they had polka dots, which was brilliant. So,
yeah.
But I hear you. But yeah, sometimes don't call me home. That's all I'm saying. Dreadful.
Shade much?
No, don't say it.
But I've heard that the music in that is just extraordinarily beautiful.
It's just it doesn't make any sense. It's extraordinarily beautiful, but doesn't make any sense.
Then they must just corral that.
They've done it. This is, you know, I went to see
it. No, they can do it.
Are you saying they need to stop it?
No, listen, guys, seriously. That's what they do in the States. They will not lie down. They will take stuff and they will go off Broadway and get it right, even if it takes 3 years. And they will. They will finally get it right. And someone will troubleshoot and come in and give it what it needs. We mustn't desert them in their hour of need.
I hear you. But can I ask you this question?
Yeah.
And I think it's a fair question. And both of you have traveled around the world.
Yes.
Doing different wonderful productions. I mean, if we look at yourself, Kate, we just go through things like Sunset Boulevard on the West End.
Yes, mommy.
Aspects
yes.
of Love.
Into the Woods. I did Into the Woods in yesterday. But I played the baker's wife there, Ellen. Mm-hmm. I did it like this. They didn't like it much because I think it was a bit too parochial for the. But I sang my tits off and they really. Yeah. But it didn't go down. Mm-hmm. Here, now in this incarnation, I'm going to be playing the witch.
Yes, the Meryl Streep role.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, my husband will agree that I'm well suited to it.
Okay. So you're not singing. You're not singing. So you're gonna.
Sorry.
I said you're not singing tonight today on the show.
No.
So we're gonna have you doing more of these lovely voices. And when you played Annie in the Victoria Theatre,
I actually played the title role of Annie.
Yes.
You're laughing, Caroline, but I did. I was the only 39-year-old to have ever played
Annie.
The title role
at the Victoria Theatre.
No, I played Grace Farrell.
Yes, kind of crazy.
Ashley, Dalton, I talk like this most nights at the theatre. It's ours.
You and Ashley.
No.
Ashley Dowds is in this phenomenal. Do you love it?
I love it. We have a session like this. Is that someone laughing in the background?
Everyone is laughing in the background, Kate.
Cool. So you've traveled the world. And the point I was trying to make is that I think we've got to be careful when we take some productions that we're trying to workshop.
Mm.
And put them in front of an audience that really expecting to see the likes of the Matildas and that have that
they're bulletproof. They sort of hit the stage bulletproof, and
they know what's happening.
And they know what's going on.
So when they realize this, you go like, this "Please is a don't bit of a workshop. Don't workshop Peace. Me." Mm. That's all I'm saying. It's that I don't think people. We've got to be careful. Don't discount. You know, because the whole idea is that let's create the show in South Africa and let's take it all over the world.
Right.
Because, you know, here we get paid in rands and there we get paid in dollars. Mm-hmm. And the attitude shift should be, we should respect our audiences who are just as learned as theatre goers, okay, than any other audience. Okay. So perhaps
start in the smaller
theatres, not the civics or the artscape. That's my point. My point is, I just think, and of course, I think it should be workshopped. I just think, just don't discount our audiences.
No.
We've got to be very careful.
No, completely.
And
everybody matters at the end of the day.
And I say this in honesty because I starred in a show and I produced the show, which is probably the biggest load of crap, at the Thyssen Theatre called Debbie Does Dallas the Musical.
Yay!
Yes. And I produced it with Caprice Bourret and Bernard Jay. And I was in it. I played Tim, Dick's best friend. And it was a musical about porn. It was very interesting. Yes.
Oh, wow.
With Pierre van Nieren was in it and Brandon Orrit and Tanya van Graan and Fem Beeling and Tessa Dent. It was
Boosie
Lerai.
It was star-studded.
Yeah, it was...
Did it do well? It did actually do well.
Am I proud of it? It's the best thing I could say in my life. That when I can criticize, I appreciate the hard work. It was the hardest job I've ever done.
Yeah.
As John Robbie said when he did the Panto.
Yeah.
Nah, it's the hardest thing. Yeah. He told Katie Catapultus, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. It is the hardest thing. So I can always praise and applaud all these, if you can get on that stage, okay, and if you can try and pull something together. But the reason I love saying it is because the Citizen newspaper said, Alan Ford, and I know Christina Kennedy, Alan Ford should just stick to producing and his day job. So I've got a bad review. So I'm very happy to be able to... No, we fixed it a little bit. But I mean, I'm very happy to be able to knock something to say, listen, hey, Alan, I've been knocked.
Excuse me, I've been knocked.
I've been there.
Yeah.
So, but again, So but let's move on.
I know what we're saying here. We're just saying get it together. If you don't get it together, expect the crits that you get.
Exactly.
Okay.
I can only say these things in another voice.
Okay,
because
I know.
They're hard to say in a serious
voice. And you're a slight multiple skits personality. you're a schizo. No,
I don't know about slight.
No. Again, so wonderful to have you two crazy things in the studio. This is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and we've got Carolyn Borole in studio, who's in Tina Simply the Best, and Kate Normington, two of our top actresses and singers. So honored to have you here. And Kate's here speaking about the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. So you've had fun doing Sister Act together.
Yes, we did.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was a great show.
I used to watch you from the wings, and Dolly Lowe and I used to stand at the side. I used to sort of sing the harmonies at the side. Mercifully, they cut my mic out. But I used to I used to watch Candy Masoma and Caroline. Yeah. And who? And
Mobile.
Mobile.
Yes.
Starting that show every night, and my skin, I used to get goosebumps just watching the three of you
just
opening
the show. What a great show. Such a feel-good moment. We had fun.
I rave about that production, because when I first saw it in London, I got a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I was expecting to hear Hail Holy Queen and the movie.
Yes, the movie. Exactly.
And it's an original score, so it doesn't have anything in the movie.
And it's much better.
And it's
than
much
the
better.
Movie.
Than the
movie. So then I decided, hold on, you know, I found my heart wasn't up. So then I went to go and see the show again 2 nights later in London, before I'd seen it here. And I warned a lot of people when it came to South Africa, because when I saw the opening night, I was blown away. I thought it was better than the London cast. And I said to Candida at the time, I think she actually won the Lady Award.
Yeah.
And I said, but just a heads up warning that if you're expecting to see the movie, it's not the movie.
It's not.
It's
the
same story, the storyline. Yeah. But it's not the movie.
No.
Which I think is a very important thing that people had to also get there.
They
it's a big
to
shock to people because everybody has grown up with, you know, Sister Act from the movie.
Whoopi.
Yeah, with Whoopi. So it was a big shock. But what I loved about it is that eventually people didn't even mind that they didn't know the songs.
No.
They started getting up and singing anyway. You know what I mean?
The soundtrack is
phenomenal. Exactly. Yeah. So it was a great time for us.
Do you, Carolyn?
Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Think of the song.
Okay. Caroline, do you go from the Tina show to work to still go with Whitney, or do you focus on this now?
No. So basically, now that we've branched me off from the Whitney and the Michael, then I'm strictly doing Tina.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so and you go from Rudaport to where?
Then we go overseas, darling.
Where are you going to? Tell us.
Well, we've started securing some dates in the UK, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so that should be fun. They haven't told me exactly where. All I know is that
we're going to lose you to the UK, Caroline. You're going to come back and move lock, stock and barrel.
Listen,
I can see it.
But we never lost you to the UK.
No.
I mean, how many productions on the West End did you do?
I only did Annie. Well, no. I did Sunset Boulevard.
Annie?
But then I worked in Hampshire and Leicester.
We didn't lose you. You're back.
No, but isn't it funny that I was there for 5 years, Caroline? Can you believe it? Love?
Hectic.
But I'm when I got home, I thought, I can't live here in South Africa. And 20 years later, this is my home.
How's it going here?
No, but I was saying to friends the other night, this is home. And
yeah,
London,
I'm exactly the same. Everybody that knows me knows that I've traveled and I'd love to travel some more and will still get the opportunity to. But Mzansi will always be my home.
Candida, they're doing Lion King. Okay, with Pierre Fournier. They're going crazy there. Jonathan Rocksmith's also going mad in other places.
Where are they now?
I don't know. I think they're in Vietnam or I don't know. No, they're in South Korea, I think. I don't know. I follow them on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook, so they're always posting the opening of Vietnam.
Yes.
Vietnam. I think they're in Vietnam.
As long as it's not Kazakhstan.
Not yet. No, that hasn't happened. But I think it's great that people are able to take that step and be able to go around the world and just to represent South Africa.
And represent.
So
it's very important.
That's the best thing, I think, firstly. And then secondly, I think it's also cool just to be able to show our talent. and to be talented and to open all the doors as humanly possible. Why not? Do you know, we live in a global
community.
Society. Yeah.
It's so great that we've now been given the opportunities to go overseas and do exactly that. So why would we not want to then take them and then open the doors for the next generations that come after us?
We're making
things easier for you guys, okay?
Ah, Caroline.
I've loved having you guys on the show today, man. I must tell you. It's been so much fun. Any other voices?
You are a ray of sunshine, girl.
Well, thank you, Miss Kate. I appreciate that.
Now I remember why you felt good to work with.
Oh, thank you, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's very, very... Do a sentence. Your sentences are excellent. Come on. So, hello, guys. We're in sand.
I just want to say, Ellen, I don't know, I like saying the word Michaela. Michaela. That's quite a popular name here, Michaela.
And you were in that show, Max.
Tally's
wedding.
Tally.
Yeah, and Tally's mom, eh?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
How was that?
No, it was so divine. Are you looking at the clock, master?
You can shut the fuck
up. We're not allowed to swear.
We can say whatever you want to.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Are you able? Is there a delay? Can
beep.
You?
No, worry, beep. It's gone.
Don't worry about it.
No, that was so much fun. That's Julia Anastapopoulos. Yeah.
Did you love working with her?
It was the middle of winter. We nearly froze to death. But we made it. And poor Julia had to wear wedding dresses, her poor bare skin on days, Ellen, that it was below freezing point. But she managed to, and we all did. We all, you know what it's like, Caroline. You have to pull it out of the hat, but we did it. It was such fun.
An incredible South African again.
Hey.
How wonderful.
Suzette,
yeah.
Tully, Suzette, two Tully. Diametrically opposed characters. Yeah. And the thing about Julia is that she sort of becomes, she's one of those people who also just become the person, like Mark is Auntie Mark, Mo.
Yeah.
But she does, when she does Suzelle, Suzelle is sort of so loving and sort of sweet, and Tully is this... She's just a nightmare.
But the horrible thing is there are so many people just like insane and like that. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Hello.
Oh.
God, I've been insufferable. I'm sorry, Ellen.
I love it.
I've had the best time, yeah.
I've had the best time with the two of you. Thank you very much for being on the show today. I just think it's been superb. Do not miss The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. Time
until the 4th of December at Monte Cassino downstairs, not upstairs, downstairs.
We've got the Christmas Carol that's opening this coming week,
right? I think there are last few performances of The Little Prince.
Now, beautiful Jaco van Rensburg's great stuff that's happening there, and then of course, we've got you at the in Rudderport doing Tina, simply the best, the
from
Rupert
the
Theater.
6th to the 16th of December.
December.
It's going to be brilliant.
150 gets you in. Get your tickets at Web Tickets or at the door.
It's worth every penny of it.
It really is.
Just last few dates until the 4th of December. Curious Dog in the Nighttime, Monte Cassino downstairs. Did I say that?
Yes.
And get your tickets at CompuTickets.
I got that, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Ellen.
Get your tickets there. Don't miss it.
Tina Turner, Rudderport. Yeah. From the 6th to the 16th. Sorry, I'm just telling everyone again.
Don't.
I forget. I know people
out
there.
No, listen.
I want to thank Kate Normington for joining us in studio. Carolyn Borole, thank you for being with us. You're two superstars. I love having you.
Oh, God, yeah.
Stop beating the mics, Kate. Thank you.
We gotta go. Okay. But don't miss all
I've
the theatre.
I've got a rehearsal.
I know, we gotta check photos first. But yes, my name is Alan Ford. It's been so good being with you today. This is Cliff's.
Give me some tongue, Alan. I fancy you, hey.
This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford. And this is The Unview, where we are the thin, the rich,
but definitely
the
fabulous.
This is CliffCentral.com.